It's Tuesday, December 3, 2024.
Plastic pollution is just not a crisis. It is an assault on our planet.
UN plastic treaty negotiations collapse in Busan, South Korea.
The amount that is proposed is a paltry sum. It is not something that will enable conducive climate action.
UN COP29 climate talks in Azerbaijan end with weak agreement. Plus, extreme drought is an immigration issue, study warns.
All of those issues and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
President-elect Trump's pick for energy secretary is an oil and gas executive from Colorado who says the bright side of climate change is that all of the deaths from the increased heat will be more than offset by fewer deaths from the cold.
See? Everything's fine. We're back. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, a whole lot of negotiations out there and a whole lot of, well, failed negotiations as we return from the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, we will get to that in a moment.
Good.
But first, record-breaking extreme snowfall paralyzed parts of the Great Lakes and Northeast over the holiday weekend, accompanied by a blast of frigid air spilling out of the Arctic, some areas seeing more than 5 feet of snow. Studies show that man-made climate change is intensifying precipitation, including snow, because a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. The snow blast may help counter deep drought that has triggered wildfires in the Northeast.
And that's the cold that Donald Trump's energy secretary says is going to save us somehow.
Yeah. The record-breaking 2024 Atlantic hurricane season is officially over after killing hundreds of people in the U.S. and causing hundreds of billions of dollars in damage. Fueled by record warm ocean waters, the season began with record-breaking Beryl in June, the earliest Category 5 hurricane ever recorded, and generated a record 7 hurricanes after the season's typical peak, the most ever observed between late September through November, with 3 landfalls in Florida, including major devastating Hurricane Helene, followed by Milton just 2 weeks later. A new study finds that extreme drought in Mexico is contributing to an increase in undocumented migration between Mexico and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last year, 76% of Mexico was in deep drought, and the country was hit with a persistent, deadly, record-shattering heat wave that decimated crops. The researchers warn more migrants could risk their lives to cross the border as the climate crisis generates more severe droughts, heat, storms, floods, and crop failures.
Well, that'll be fun for the Trump administration.
While we were out, the COP29 climate treaty negotiations in Azerbaijan concluded with a weak agreement in which wealthy nations that got rich off of fossil fuels pledged to reach $300 billion per year in support by 2035 to developing nations. But that's far less than the $1 trillion per year that independent economists estimate is necessary to adapt to accelerating damages from climate-intensified disasters and to transition away from the fossil fuels that cause climate change.
$1 trillion a year?
Yes,
yikes.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Without that financing, developing nations will not be able to shift away to clean energy fast enough to avoid the worst impacts of man-made global warming.
How fast are we going to shift away from it?
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
Because UN rules require unanimous agreement, oil giant Saudi Arabia was able to block inclusion of a previous commitment to end the use of fossil fuels. But the nations did establish rules for a global carbon market for countries to trade emissions credits that is expected to unlock billions of dollars in revenue for conservation and mitigation projects in the developing world. But a different summit in South Korea, aimed at producing the world's first legally binding UN treaty to rein in plastic pollution, ended in failure on Monday. A handful of oil producers, led by Saudi Arabia and Russia, blocked a key agreement to put a cap on plastic production. They argued that the world should instead just target plastic pollution. But less than 10% of plastic is recycled, and plastics are made from oil and gas. Many oil companies plan to increase plastic production to boost their bottom lines. Production of plastic is on track now to triple by 2050. Microplastic pollution has been found literally everywhere on the planet, and in animals, human brains, and organs. Negotiators say they will resume the talks again next year. Delegate Juan Carlos Monterrey Gomez of the Panama delegation called the collapsed talks a moral failure.
Plastics are poison. Every piece that we allow to produce without limits is a direct assault on our health, on our nature, and our children.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's too much.